say, man, it's your girl, it's Yaya, man, and I'm back with another freaking podcast. Okay, I'm done. Y'all know I gotta act a little crazy before I start my podcast, but yo, so check it out. So I made a little questionnaire thing on Instagram asking the people what's holding them back. So I received some really good feedback, and I gave them some really good feedback. And before I start this, I just want to say I don't know everything or have my life figured out. To be honest, my life is quite the mess. But aren't we all in the same boat? And so this is why I kind of share my stories through my podcast. Even if I'm still struggling to find my way through it, because I know there is someone like you or whoever's listening on the other side of this podcast that might be feeling exactly the same way I'm feeling. So it's comforting to create that type of connection. Okay. So what's holding you back? And this is an issue I just really want to talk about. Like, what's holding you back from something you truly want? Is it fear of not being enough? Is it fear of failure? Is it fear of success? Is it fear of people judging you? Is it fear of discomfort? Did you notice how all these questions include the word fear? Because fear is what holds us back. Fear is what stops us in our own tracks. That happens because we make decisions based out of fear and not love. To be honest, saying this, it made me feel a little cringy. Because it's so cliche, you know? Yet, it's so true. It's about seeing things with a different perspective. But I know how hard it can be to ignore the fear in the back of our minds. Fear lies. Though it makes you believe all these lies that you can't do something because it's scared of the unknown. Isn't it a lot easier to simply give up to fear and not act? I'm not happy at my current job, but I'm not sure if I'll find a better one, so I'm just going to stay where I'm at. Instead, why don't we try to make more decisions based on love and hope? I'm not happy at my current job, so I'm going to find me a better one. What is holding you back? What is the reason behind your resistance? This is why it is so important to identify what is holding you back, the reason behind your resistance. Only when you do that is when you can move forward. If you're not aware of what's holding you back, how can you work towards changing it? How can you fight something you don't even know, and you don't even know what it is? So, like I like to say, I always love to write things down. And when I ask those questions, like, I really ask myself the question. So, I wrote down 3 lies that might be holding you back. So, before this podcast, I have a podcast titled, Am I Enough? And so, a lot of things that could hold us back is asking yourself or thinking, I am not enough. So, the main thing holding us back is self-limiting beliefs. It is not circumstances, timing, or even other people around us. It is the perception we have of ourselves. Let me see if I can explain this. First, we have the circumstances, which are facts we can't control. They are neutral to us until we have a thought about it. Thoughts are sentences in our mind, not facts, and determine how we feel. A feeling is a word, adjective based on what we are thinking. Then how we feel will drive different actions, and those actions will create a certain result. Isn't that interesting? How we choose to look at things creates our reality, and our thoughts become our beliefs. We tend to forget that how we choose to look at things creates our reality, and our thoughts become our beliefs. So pay attention to what you are thinking and feeling. Stop telling yourself you are not enough or you don't have the skills. Stop settling for smaller goals, and don't be afraid to dream big, yo. The second one. I need outside validation. The reason why not everyone around me knows about my podcast, because I fear being judged, or I feel like I'm not good enough for this stuff. Like, even though people give me good positive feedback and like, girl, your podcast was dope. And I'm like, thanks. And like, I'm like, are you sure? Like, you know. But honestly, truly, why does it even matter? Why does it matter so much? It matters so much because I'm a people pleaser who seeks validation from people around me, as much as I hate to admit this. It's true. And I guess we all deal with this at some point in our lives. We let the fear of what another person or other people think dictate our actions. Why do we let this happen? Because we feel insecure in ourselves, in our dreams, or in our own actions. It all goes back to self-limiting beliefs. No? Don't let fear be a valid reason to not take action. It is time to quit the people-pleasing habits and stop seeking validation from someone else. Every time you are about to make a decision, check in with yourself to see if it feels right to you or if you're trying to please someone else. Focus on creating a better relationship with yourself. Trust your own instincts. The third one is I'm not ready. Does anyone ever feel truly ready? You see all these successful people yet didn't see the bumpy ride they took before they get to where they are now. They weren't ready. They just started. And they might not even be where they want to be just yet, but at least they are a few steps ahead. When you give that excuse, it is probably because you aren't either not really interested or you are procrastinating. And procrastination is not laziness, it is fear. Stop thinking about all the things that could go wrong and focus on what could go right. Stop acting from a place of fear. Stop thinking about all the things that could go wrong and focus on what could go right. You are never going to be 100% ready to do something, and the right time might never come. There's a quote by Vince Havner, and it says, worry is like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. What to take from that? When you make excuses why you can't do something, you are holding yourself back. You're not even giving yourself a chance to move forward. And it will surely be difficult. But will it be as difficult as sitting day after day in a job you dislike? If that's really your dream, I'm sure it'll be worth it. Don't let fear be a valid reason to not take action. Instead, ask yourself, what is holding you back? Be honest, trust yourself, and make a decision from a place of love and hope. What's holding you back? Whatever it is, stop letting it hold you back and move forward, because you can't move forward with things holding you back. All right, thanks for listening to my podcast. Deuces.